in Ukraine, even as negotiations continue. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The latest round of virtual talks between Russia and Ukraine brought both sides no closer to an agreement to ease tensions, as the latest Russian barrage comes close to a U.S. ally.
In the West, a series of rocket attacks targeting a military training facility in Yavoriv, killing at least 35 people and wounding 134 others, Ukrainian security officials said. The offensive just 10 miles from the border with Poland, a NATO member. In the East, the Kremlin claims without evidence 20 civilians have been killed by a ballistic missile launched by Ukrainian forces in Donetsk, the separatist region controlled by Russia.
Fox's Trey Inks in Kyiv. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said to virtually address Congress later this week.
We certainly support leaders in Congress inviting him to address a joint session, and I would again reiterate that there's strong bipartisan support for Ukraine, for the leadership and the bravery of President Zelensky, and we'll all look forward to watching his speech on Wednesday.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Zelensky has been asking NATO and the Biden administration to establish a no-fly zone over Ukraine. Oklahoma's governor is sued over his decision to ban a gender identity option on state birth certificates.
Lambda Legal, a national group advocating for LGBTQ rights, sued Republican Governor Kevin Stitt for not allowing the gender designation or a means to change to it. Last year, the Oklahoma Department of Health issued a birth certificate listing the holder as non-binary. Governor Stitt took away that option with an executive order signed last November, saying then in a statement he believed God created people as male or female, period. A statement on Lambda Legal's website said the governor's action wrongfully exposes transgender people to discrimination.
Fox's Colonel Scott, an initial hearing has not been scheduled. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former President Obama has COVID.
Former President Barack Obama, who's been vaccinated and boosted, announcing Sunday he's tested positive for COVID-19, tweeting, "I've had a scratchy throat for a couple of days, but I'm feeling fine otherwise." He added former First Lady Michelle Obama, who's also had all her shots, has tested negative. He encouraged Americans to get vaccinated to help prevent spread and more serious symptoms. The 60-year-old is the second U.S. president known to contract the virus. Then President Trump tested positive in 2020. Right now, only 2% of the U.S. population live in a county with high COVID levels. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A pro-Democratic super PAC says former President Trump violated federal campaign laws by raising and spending money for another run for the White House without officially filing his candidacy. The PAC, called American Bridge, has filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission. UPS is going to have a hard time getting packages to Nantucket, Massachusetts this summer.
UPS missed a priority window to book ferry reservations to Nantucket Island from mainland Massachusetts, and now the Boston Globe reports those spots are mostly full. It's busy on Nantucket in the summer. UPS, like other shippers, was contacted by the ferry agency last fall with paperwork to make early reservations. A Steamship Authority board member says they even reached out later to ask why there had been no response ahead of spots being opened up to the public. Some business owners now say they'll use other carriers where they can, but that with trucks and ferries already full, some products and supplies may be hard to get this year. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Florida lawmakers have passed a $112.1 billion state budget containing pay raises for state workers and a gas tax suspension, striking a bipartisan agreement. Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to sign it. On Wall Street, stocks swayed lower. The Dow added a point. The Nasdaq lost 262. The S&P minus 31. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.